Along the quiet shores of East Pope Lake, located about 40 miles from Grand Marais on the old Gunflint Trail, a trio of beavers scurry from one edge of the shoreline to the next. A large stick hangs from the mouth of one beaver, while another paddles past an unconcerned loon. Suddenly, one of the beavers demands the attention of something, or perhaps someone. Beavers are the largest rodent living in North America. The easiest way to describe them is this: a swimming rat with buck teeth and a large tail. However, these rodents, while sometimes labeled as pests, are extremely valuable for forests, wetlands, and nearly everywhere they reside along the North Shore. Beaver ponds create wetlands which are among the most biologically productive ecosystems in the world. Simply by conducting their usual business, that of cutting down trees and building dams and lodges consisting of mud and sticks, beavers positively impact plant, bird, and wildlife variety, including moose. So while it's true beavers may provide many positive environmental values, they can also cause property damage. Beavers have been chewing their way into trouble in recent years near downtown Grand Marais and the city's harbor. Grand Marais Rec Park manager Dave Tierstig says beavers gnawed down birch, poplar, mountain ash, and even someone's apple tree in 2018.
Beavers in the harbor, in the city limits, we've been dealing with their population, perhaps overpopulation, for a number of years now. The prolific beaver clan, there's a mother lodge over by the Coast Guard station down in the southeast corner of the harbor, and they've been very successful in breeding and turning out more beavers and more and more and more. And so it's been about 3 or 4 years now that we've been on the defense.
As a result, Grand Marais city staff have been lining tree trunks with chicken wire to thwart the tree-chewing campaign undertaken by the local beavers. Darren Fagerman, a conservation officer for the DNR in Cook County, said beaver problems are not uncommon in Minnesota.
Well, they're an essential animal, but they can become a nuisance. They repopulate quickly after they're trapped, and sometimes people find if they have them removed 1 year, they're right back the next year.
Minnesota has more beavers than it does miles of river, according to the Minnesota Zoo. They once numbered in the millions throughout North America. Heavy trapping in the 1700s and early 1800s essentially decimated the beaver population, as they were highly prized for their lustrous pelts. In modern times, beavers have recovered and are common throughout large swaths of the country, with thriving populations in Minnesota.
Yeah, they're common. I think there are fewer beavers here than there are in other parts of the state. Since I've been here, they seem to be doing quite well.
In spring and summer, beavers eat leaves, twigs, fruit, ferns, and the roots of aquatic plants. In fall and winter, they eat tree cuttings they've stored beneath the water. Beavers don't hibernate, but may become less active during the winter. Adult beavers can weigh up to 60 pounds or more. With their strong jaws and teeth, beavers can chew through a 6-inch tree in 15 minutes. A single beaver can chew down hundreds of trees each year. Tierstig and other city officials in Grand Marais found this out the hard way in 2018, though occasionally, their behavior would be a source of entertainment, he says.
There's kind of a funny story here. They were featured in the spring solstice party at the North House, you know, when they do the puppet show. Yes. And there was this, you know, beavers in the trees. Well, they had brought in a bunch of saplings for props, a bunch of poplars, and they set them down by the water's edge right before the show. Guess what showed up? Mama and baby beaver. So the puppeteers were like chasing off these beavers.
Larry Wooding, whose family has owned a cabin on East Pope Lake for almost half a century, said despite their presence on the lake, beavers have never been a cause for serious concern.
The beavers haven't been a problem. I know they're a rodent. I know they can chew things down. It's just another animal with a big tail and big teeth, and it's not. I've never felt that they're a nuisance here.
Wooding acknowledged that beavers can cause water problems, particularly when it comes to flooding roadways. However, the value of having another animal in the forest is worth whatever small price they may cause.
It's their forest. We get to borrow it, but it's their forest. or their forest and lakes.
The Lake Superior Project is a production of WTIP Community Radio on the north shore of Lake Superior. Support for this series comes from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. For more information, visit wtip.org/Lake Superior Project.